have a lot of questions for you, and we tracked you down, so thank you for being here this morning.
I'm open book. Go for it. The one thing I do want to specify is I don't want my name or, like, any money attached to this, so you guys can just call me Potato Salad Guy.
So if it helps any, we've only been referring to you as Potato Salad Guy?
Perfect. I don't want anybody. I want to be kind of like a...
like a masked marauder.
Nobody needs to know I'm Bruce Wayne.
Not the hero we deserve, but you are the hero we need.
I'll come up from the shadows when you need me most.
Whenever right. There's potato salad, he will be there.
Salad, coleslaw, pretty much any condiment, massive quantities, I could probably put back. We'll see.
So you're just emptying out the whole display shelf of any Ziggy's product at Superstore.
Don't even worry about that one. Costco's their biggest concern. Those guys got to look out for me. I just got to...
Well,
Potato Salad Guy, I mean, you did distribute flyers all over town with your picture on it.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't know what happened there because I only printed 20 flyers, but it seems like there's a hell of a lot more flyers than that. not a lot. This is a very low investment situation. I think I spent $9 on the potato salad and maybe $10 on the poster, so... we're about $20 deep on this one. It's a big investment for me.
It's all it takes to be a hero.
That's right, yeah. Well, let's go through what the flyer says, and then maybe you can fill in the blanks, because there's a lot of blanks in our minds to fill in, Potato Salad Guy. It says in all caps, "Come watch me eat 5 pounds of potato salad Saturday, November 18th at 5:30, Holy Cross Cemetery, South Park Street by the Prime Minister's grave. This is my first attempt at such a challenge. Please bring your own seating. Bring your own potato salad, if you so please. The location will be at the grave picture below. Signs and posters welcome. After party at Oasis. And it's free."
Okay, so my first question is, why the cemetery?
Not why the 5 pounds of potato salad?
Have you had potato salad?
Potato salad is one thing, but it definitely could kill me, so it's going to be a lot easier if I'm already in a cemetery for this.
That's why.
Okay, any particular reason why it's at Holy Cross specifically? I assume it's because of locale, but you have a grave, like a specific grave.
Oh,
as well.
Yeah. Well, no, it's because, okay, so this Thompson guy, I looked into it. His death is very mysterious. We need to investigate this as a society, so... he mysteriously passed away after, like, in the Windsor Castle. So I don't know what's going on over there, but I don't trust the royals, so I don't know what's going on. But it was partly to bring attention to that.
Right. It doesn't have your name on it for future use in case this goes sideways.
No. I got two twigs and a knife to carve my name in.
So the story goes that Sir John Sparrow David Thompson passed away mysteriously in 1892. He was the fourth Prime Minister of Canada, and you're saying that you are very passionate about this cold case and that this is a cold case that deserves to be reopened in the name of potato salad.
Yes, that's pretty much spot on. That's honestly, figuratively, that's exactly what I was trying to do, yeah.
Okay. So next question.
Why the 5 pounds of potato salad?
Honestly, they were $2.50 off at Costco.
Clearly, food challenges are a big part of your life.
Not really. I played sports. I played a lot of sports growing up. I'm an athlete by nature, so I eat a lot, but... I normally run to counteract it, but this time I don't plan on doing that. I plan on just soaking all this mayo in.
Are you a big purveyor of potato salad? Like, is it just purely because it was on sale?
I hate potato salad. This is not going to be fun for me.
You hate potato salad? Potato salad guy hates potato salad.
What is happening?
Yeah, it's not, this is for the people. This isn't for me. I have no enjoyment out of this. The only enjoyment I'm going to get out of this is Oasis if I can make it there.
Are you worried about the incoming storm and that this is an outdoor event?
Oh, hell no. Okay, look, we're Nova Scotians. I have seen people down driving next to the water during the middle of a hurricane. So if you guys can't show up to a cemetery to watch some guy eat 5 pounds of potato salad, then are you really a Nova Scotian?
And have you heard much response? Like, how much are you expecting a crowd? Do you have a group with you?
Oh.
Is there like a videographer booked?
I'm pretty much a post and go kind of guy. So I just kind of did this, and the cookie trail has kept coming back to me. So I keep getting people sending me text messages from their friends. Like, they want to go drinking on Saturday, but their friend says, I want to go watch a guy eat 5 pounds of potato salad. And they're like, I know that guy. So, again, I'm just a random guy who doesn't really like potato salad.
I love all of this, and I wish you the best of luck. I'm going to try my best to make it down there, pending weather or not pending weather.
I'll do another one if you need me to. I'm a man of the people. I'm thinking coleslaw on the next one.
On the next one. Got it.
For fair weather coleslaw fans, let's book one maybe, mid-July.
Yeah, we'll see. Semi-annual seems like it might be the deal here. We'll see.
It's going to be tomorrow afternoon, 5:30, Holy Cross Cemetery at some old Prime Minister's gravesite, just because.
Look into that Prime Minister's death, guys. It's pretty damn mysterious.
And good luck. And maybe on Monday, we may check in with you again to see how
100%.
It went.
Yeah, if you guys want to send a field reporter, I mean, I'll be hand deep in potato salad, but I'll be there.
Oh, this is top priority for the entire news department. No questions asked.
Perfect. Sounds great. Have a great day, potato salad guy.